This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Over the last few weeks, I've had the privilege of interviewing authors who have written about our polarized country. David French writes about Divided We Fall. Justin Gaboni writes about civic engagement in compassion and conviction. Both of them talked about a study known as the Hidden Tribes of America that I wrote about 2 years ago. The study broke Americans into seven tribes. They found that the smallest and most extreme tribes, that is, progressive activists and devoted conservatives, account for a total of 14% of Americans. Because of their involvement in time and money, they often frame the issues for the majority of us. That would be the remaining 86% of us. I noticed in these book interviews that the middle group, what the researchers call the exhausted majority, are only 67%. Now, I'm no math major, but 100 minus 14 is 86, not 67. That's when I went back to the study. The researchers consider only traditional liberals as part of the exhausted majority, but not traditional conservatives. The researchers' justification follows three words that begin with the word F. They are fed up with polarization, they are forgotten in the public discourse, and they are flexible in their views. Do you notice the bias? Traditional conservatives are certainly fed up with polarization and certainly feel forgotten by the mainstream media and the political elite, but are they any less flexible than liberals on topics like abortion and other hot-button issues? The fair way to represent this would be to include both liberals and conservatives in the exhausted majority for a total of 86%, or to eliminate both groups for a total of 75%. Either way, you can see that the extremes are driving the political debate for the rest of us. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of the booklet, A Biblical View on Pornography, go to viewpoints.info/pornography. That's viewpoints.info/pornography.